I have two items for you this morning, hopefully short and sweet.
Hopefully, huh?
Yeah.
We'll probably screw it up.
The first item is a suburban community improvement program proposed project. As you know, that the law, Delaware state law, establishes this program. It's a voluntary program that provides a means for residential subdivisions that meet all the requirements to request technical and financial assistance from the county to construct roadway or other improvements within their subdivision. The program's initiated through an eligible residential subdivision property owners association, and they have to go through a series of steps as outlined in the guidelines, and a formal petition and election process is completed to determine if the improvements will be constructed. And then if all steps are successfully completed, financing is arranged by the county, and then the costs are paid back by the property owners over a maximum 15-year time period on their annual tax bills. The individual property costs are determined by the actual front footage of that particular property, and this method of assessment is set forth in the state law. And what I have today is Lockwood proposed suburban community improvement project. We had received a request from the Lockwood Property Owners Association to initiate the process. We've met with their association and their representatives several times, discussed the project in detail. We provided a preliminary cost estimate that was approved by our finance director in the amount of $664,054.54. That's a preliminary. And a petition form that was approved by Vince Robertson, our assistant county attorney. Then Lockwood POA returned executed petitions back to us, and they exceed 50%. They have about 52% roughly. It's 51.87 back in the end of November. And we reviewed and approved their petitions. Lockwood's located on Dorman Road, County Road 288A. You probably recall because I came through with the street lighting district for it about 2 years ago. It's northwest of Angola. The streets are approximately 2.5 miles in length. They're privately owned and maintained by their POA. It was recorded back in 1973, and then it was revised in 2005. And if you'll note on the map itself, I wanted to point that out, that there's a section that's not included because it was constructed in 2005, and the community opted to not include that part of its time. The roads are still in really good shape, and there weren't hardly any improvements at this time built in there right now, so it would be kind of fruitless to include them anyway. The project meets all the criteria for inclusion in the program, as defined by Delaware Code Title IX, Chapter 5. It is an unincorporated community. It contains more than five separate and distinct property owners. The streets exceed the minimum requirement of 500 linear feet of road surface. It is so situated as to form a unit that is reasonably and economically capable of being improved by the repairing of its streets. It is located on a roadway that is part of the state highway system. The roadway improvements will be built pursuant to county guidelines, and an officially authorized property owners association exists that can provide for perpetual maintenance of the proposed improvements. And petitions exceeding 50% of the total roadway front footage have been submitted and approved by engineering. After this motion is approved today, the project would have a more detailed cost estimate provided and presented to their POA at a public meeting. And after that meeting, we would do a resolution authorizing a date for time and place for an election for the residents and property owners to determine if the project should proceed. And that would be brought to you for approval. At this time, I'd like to present the motion to accept them into the Suburban Community Improvement Program. If anybody has any questions?
I have a question. As you noted, part of the development is not included for the new road or replacement road.
Right.
Well, front foot or the assessment charge, would that only be to the residents who are benefiting?
Yes, the new roadways won't be included in it either.
Okay,
neither
so
the roads nor the properties.
If someone who lives on the new roadway would not have to pay the assessment charge.
Right. If there would be a couple cases where you have some corner lots that one of their road is going to be improved, but the other is new, they would be based. The assessment would be based on that new part,
okay,
or the part that's going to be newly improved. I'll put it that way, not the part that was just built in 2005. Can I get a motion for a?
Read it.
Just read it. Okay.
You got it.
Okay. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Lockwood Subdivision, located in Indian River Hundred, qualifies as a suburban community as defined under Title IX, Chapter 5 of the Delaware Code, and further that valid petitions have been received from freeholders of property representing more than 50% of the property with street frontage within the proposed project area of the community as shown on Exhibit A, and that the Lockwood Subdivision be accepted in the Suburban Community Improvements Program, and that plans, specifications, and cost estimates be compiled, after which an election shall determine whether the county shall proceed to finance the proposed improvements.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion just read by Mrs. DePetula and made by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
One down.
Okay. Thank God for paper clips. Okay, the second project that I bring before you is a proposal for a new street lighting district. And the county street lighting district program was established under Sussex County Code Chapter 95. It's also a voluntary program providing a means for eligible communities to request financial assistance from the county to have street lights installed within their community. The program is initiated by improvement owners within a community, and it also has a series of steps as outlined in the program guidelines. Also, a formal petition and election process must be completed to determine if the district will be formed. If the steps are completed successfully, the financing is arranged between the electric service provider and the county, and monthly electric bills are paid by Sussex County. The costs are billed to the improvement owners by the county within the district annually in advance on their tax bills. And this method of assessment is also set forth in the county code. Sussex County received a request from the Land of Pleasant Living to look into the possibility of forming a street lighting district as allowed by Chapter 95, Sussex County Code. It's located on Railway Road, which is County Road 350, and Clubhouse Road, which is County Road 351 near Millville. It was recorded in 1975. It includes tax map 134-8, parcels 176 through 266, as you can see on the attachment. The streets are privately owned, and Delmarva Power provides the electric service to the subdivision. The community meets all the criteria as included in the code for the district establishment in that the streets exceed 500 feet in length. There are more than 10 dwellings within the subdivision, and the subdivision will be improved by the installation of streetlights. Petition form was prepared by the engineering department and approved by Vince Robertson on January 22, 2007. Once the petition form is approved by council, petitions will be mailed to the property owners, and a detailed cost estimate will be obtained from Delmarva Power. A public meeting will be held with the owners, and then a resolution that establishes an election date and time will be presented back to you again for approval. And I have a motion to present to you unless you have any questions.
Questions? Read it.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council has determined the subdivision known as Land of Pleasant Living satisfies the criteria of a suburban community as defined in Sussex County Code Chapter 95 Street Lighting, Paragraph 95-1, and authorizes the Sussex County Engineering Department to circulate the attached petition form as required by Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Code for the purpose of determining if there is sufficient interest in the subdivision to form a Sussex County Street Lighting District.
So moved.
I have a motion read by Ms. Tola and made by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. Questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mrs. Webb?
We only have a few grants today. The first one's City of Seaford, the Nanticoke Riverfest.
What did I give them last year?
$500.
$500.
Councilmatic.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
I make a motion we approve $500 from Mr. Dukes' account.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to give $500 from my council medic to the City of Seaford for Nanticoke River Fest. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried.
The Town of Millville Community Improvement Grant.
Yes. The town for decorations and signage. Mm-hmm. And stuff. I'd like to give them $5,000. Make that motion.
Community improvement, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by.
I'll second
it. Mr. Jones, seconded the motion to give $5,000 to the town of Millville from his capital improvement fund. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Second grade.
Indian River Baseball Boosters.
I give $250 for mine.
$250 for mine.
Okay, that's what we did last year.
None for mine. I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Cole, to give $250 from Mr. Phillips and Mr. Cole's Councilmatic to the Indian River Baseball Boosters. Purchasing them new equipment. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
People to People Ambassador Program.
That's you, Mr. Rogers.
This gentleman lives in Lewis, the student.
What are they asking for? $5,000.
Now, typically, lately, we've been given $300.
So youth activity?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
A little tight in the other area. I have a motion from Mr. Rogers, second from Mr. Phillips, to give $300 from his youth activity to the People to People Ambassador Program in, for a student from Lewis. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Another People to People. And this student lives in Laurel.
$150 for Mr. Dukes, $150 for Mr. Phillips. Youth activity.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, and second, Mr. Jones, to give $150 from Mr. Phillips and Mike youth activity account.
You steal from me in Milford all the time.
For People to People, student in Laurel Intermediate School, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers. Excuse me, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Spend my money, tell me.
And the final grant today, the City of Lewis.
Community reinvestment, $500.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to give $500 to the City of Lewis for restoration of the train car. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin.
There are none.
There are none. Additional business.
No business. Business.
Move it up. You know, we're going to check to the driver. So what?
My name is Dan Kramer. I've been wanting to do this for the last 4 or 5 years, and this is the first time I really get the opportunity to do it.
Last night.
We got an audit this morning. Now, why should I believe that audit?
Why?
Why?
Because our girls are honest.
Because we got honest faces?
First of all, you got people that you've had for years doing this thing,
correct.
Which by law says, I believe, it says you're supposed to have new people every so many years, right?
I have to put it out.
No such law.
I think that's
law. Oh, I think you better read the county law, state law.
bring it to us.
Huh?
Have to bring it to us.
Yeah, right. But anyhow, if this thing is true, and you guys want to complain about, well, there's a possibility of cutting something, well, then you ought to start cutting on your grant and aid program. Last year, you overspent it by $4.3 million. You want me to keep on going?
Gimme.
That's all you get. And your operating budget by millions of dollars. Now, who's going to hit the fan when you got no money coming in?
We'll raise your taxes. Probably.
You will like crazy.
Cap's going to go up.
That's why we got
it. Ain't going to be your call.
That's why we got rid of.
I can explain, Mr. Kramer, why those numbers look like that.
Do what?
I can explain why it shows a shortage in the grant and aid program.
Well, because they overspend it.
No, we spent what was budgeted in grants.
Do what?
We budgeted in a different place called appropriated reserves.
Let me tell you something. Don't kid you, because I know this is correct figures.
No, they're right figures. I can just show you how it comes out.
Well, it comes out over $4 million overspent. Very simple.
That's why we...
Don't take a genius to figure it out.
We'll cut back on turkey this year.
Okay. Additional business, or to entertain a motion.
No, sir.
You want to speak?
Come on.
All right, come on.
Yeah. Man's on his way.
My name is Richard Anthony. I'm from Milford. I want to commend Susan Webb for a very fine presentation.
Thank you.
Your staff and yourself did an excellent job. For me to understand it, you must have done a very good job.
Thank you, sir.
She's from Milford, too.
Pardon? She's from Milford.
Oh, Milford girl. No wonder. But I have two questions in mm-hmm. this regard.
Uh-huh.
I know your state transfer tax is 3.5%. I believe. Is that the state transfer tax for realty?
3%.
1.5, 1.5. 1.5 to the county and 1.5 to the state.
Okay, it's 3%.
3% okay. In total.
In unincorporated.
Right.
Yeah.
And your real estate taxes, along with your the realty transfer fees, mm-hmm. comprise, I notice, about almost 60% of the total income.
46%. Mm-hmm.
Is it 46?
I think he's talking property taxes.
No, I'm including property taxes with that.
Okay.
It seems that it's up about 60%.
Yeah.
Now, there are many movements in many states, and Jersey being the latest, that are actually reducing taxes for many reasons. They want to stimulate business. There's been a tremendous exodus out of Jersey and high-tax states like Jersey. They're trying to preserve their industrial commercial base and their real estate market. So they propose a 20% across the board in those areas. And it's going to pass in February.
Okay.
It definitely will pass.
They probably should do it because they've been raising taxes. We've had 17 straight budgets. We've not raised taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. They should do it because
our taxes are so low. If you can't afford to live here, you can't afford to live anywhere.
Yeah, they're coming to a point of no return in Jersey, of course, because they have a mass exodus of their tax base, which is the industrial commercial part of the tax base.
So what's your point?
My point is, are you considering anything in terms of a reduction to stimulate?
No.
No.
To stimulate business and to buoy up the real estate market, which is falling considerably.
Do you think we should?
I think you should consider it because I feel this way. If there is a reduction, you will get a stimulant in business and industrial growth, commercial growth, which I notice in Sussex County is lacking. You have mostly growth in residential, which is of no value to a county government or municipal government, because for every dollar you put into a for every dollar you get from a residential taxpayer, you're giving back $3 or $4 in return. It's a total loss. So I think in order to build for the future commercial and industrial growth and office buildings and the like, you should consider somewhat of an easing of your fee for tax transfer. It would be a stimulant.
And do you sincerely believe that it's the tax burden that is preventing that growth?
Well, I think it's a heavy burden when you're caught up in the transaction. When you're caught up in a transaction of $2 or $3 million,
yeah,
yes.
I don't think he's talking. You're not talking.
Not talking about property taxes.
Our county property taxes are so low; it's hard to get in.
No, I think you. Right. I think you've done an excellent job.
The transfer tax is what you're actually citing.
The transfer tax
as high.
Is a little excessive, I think. And I don't know if that's state mandated. I don't know if it's county mandated. I don't
half
know.
Half of it is. We'll get the state maybe lower that.
But I think it could be, if you have any control over that, you might want to look at maybe a half a point, one-point basis.
Maybe if you just, you're saying the commercial people, the bring jobs and all that other stuff, that part, the residential, we're not having any problem. It doesn't seem like the residential people have ever been that concerned about transfer taxes. So are you suggesting possibly that we just reduce transfer taxes for the commercial people?
Well, I think across the board. I don't know if you could do it just for the commercial industrial growth or for residential.
Because I don't know how government.
But it's a consideration.
Yeah.
You might want to do that.
Yeah. I think there's other things
when
out
you
there
put
in the market.
When you put a crumb on the water, it generally comes back a loaf of bread. That's my
thing. We do have programs when we're trying to bring a new business into the county that we have low financing, low loans or grants, or you know, we work with them and try to offset some of the things that you're referring to. But
yeah.
And we use transfer tax for that.
As an observation, I think that the non-residential growth in Sussex is lagging, and the residential is far outpacing it. I think something should be done to sort of balance that out so you get a little levity in growth in your in the county and the communities.
State governments give money to woo them in and all this other stuff, but I mean it's hard for us to reduce taxes to woo them in because we got such cheap tax. They're not coming here because of the tax issue. They're coming for other reasons, and maybe it's because other governments will put money on the table somehow and give them, you know, some other incentives other than taxes, because I don't think
and
it's.
State Economic Development Department that is worthless, that does absolutely spends no money.
Well, all I'm saying, from my observation, from my observation, your incentive for real, for residential growth, there's no question about it. Right. But for industrial commercial, it's sadly lacking. And the reason for that is there's not enough constraints and controls on residential builders. This is a residential builder's paradise. I know that because I'm a developer and a realtor myself. Delaware is a paradise. It's
it's a cakewalk.
Like finding a cakewalk.
That growth
I think there's an area that you might want to look into for cash flow in the county, if you will.
That growth has provided a lot of other areas of services that have grown to the seniors, medical complexes, because of the population of the seniors is growing, mm-hmm. assisted living, nursing homes, restaurants, all kinds of medical arts buildings are popping up all over, so it's closer to them. So there's other industries
that
have flourished with the growth.
You need a lot more diversity in your growth.
Oh, you're right.
Development.
You're entirely correct.
The other thing I'd like to ask you, Ms. Webb, is
mm-hmm.
it, Mrs. Webb?
Mrs.
You mentioned a figure of, I think it was $13 million of developers' contribution to the county. Is that a mandatory contribution or is that volunteer?
No, it's mandatory. It's both. It's some of it is voluntary, where we work with developers on different sewer projects to have them contribute to for additional capacity with our sewer system, and then some of it. The largest part of it is a mandatory for them to build their development. They have to install various collection lines and pump stations and so forth that is required. But that property is turned over to the county.
So by and large, the majority of that figure or the...
The majority of it is mandatory.
Is mandatory.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's some voluntary. I was just wondering, why would a developer voluntarily give anything?
I can give you an example. We had a public hearing Saturday morning for a project with three developers who agreed up front for a project that has not even been approved. The district, we have a referendum coming up, but they agreed to contribute $1.2 million towards the cost of the project that will help existing users to reduce their annual charges. So instead of borrowing that $1.2 million to fund the project over and above what the developers are required to contribute, they would contribute the $1.2 million, which will help reduce rates for the existing users.
So it's try to expedite their project to get it moving forward so that otherwise
that's their incentive.
If they have to wait, it could take them years for it to slowly get out there. They throw money in it and get it to come out to them immediately.
Yeah. We try to negotiate with them to, as best we can, to achieve these contributions. The realty transfer tax is used for paramedic service. It's used for capital improvements. We've done some things. It's made some improvements at the industrial park, the airport, that have helped business expand. And we have a business out there that wants to double its number of staff within the next several years. And you're right, there are needs out there, but we have used funds from realty transfer tax to help with that.
We have economic development departments at county level, at some towns have them, and the state level, and either they're all just running in circles. I don't know what they're doing because they're not attracting a whole lot, so it must be other issues why people don't want to come here, and it's hard to figure out what it would be.
Well, I think when developers voluntarily give contributions, it means that your mandatory contributions are not stiff enough. I think they should
don't
be stiffened.
They don't like hearing that.
Okay.
Who don't like that?
Thank you, Mr. Anthony. We will
think about it anyway.
Put that in the back of my mind, think about it.
Thank you. He's thought about it. It's over with.
I entertain a motion recess to 1:30.
One more.
Yes, sir.
One more. Come on down.
Good morning, all. My name is Will Fox. I live in Lincoln and have been watching the Sussex County Council now for about half a year, and it's double thumbs up. This award that was from the U.S. and the Canadian Governors Association, et cetera, is well earned, and it's just a privilege to see gentlemen in action that really inspire the public's confidence and trust. I've come to you in addition with that thank you note. I wanted to let you know that DelDOT is coming back to the Milford-Lincoln area this Wednesday for the first time in 8 months. And they are going to announce probably the results of their study over the last 8 months. This presentation, I'm sure you remember from, I think, September the 9th. There were a number of you that were there, and we were very glad in the Lincoln-Milford area to learn about it. I gave my thanks to Secretary Carol Ann Wicks at the time for learning about this. We were surprised in the Lincoln-Milford area to realize that the map of the bypass for Milford's bypass had already been drawn by the county, and having let this idea just sort of distill for a little while, we were wondering if there was any reason why the map was drawn favoring one of the six proposed routes by DelDOT in the Milford area. Is there anybody that can speak to that?
That was,
we drew the first
purpose.
One, yes, that
goes. What you have there is the presentation that I made at the public meeting, and our intent was not to recommend a particular route. The intent was to just tell them that we feel there's a need for the Route 113 project.
Okay, that was very effectively conveyed. The reason I asked that, there's a very strong rumor going around that they will make a decision that will be identical to the map that you've projected, well in advance, even though they've said by federal regulation they cannot make any decision until they've gone through the full process of, doing the study.
If they make a decision, it might be history be made, because I don't know. I think
it'll never happen.
Yeah, I don't think,
no money.
I was just wondering if there was another sort of attaboy that you all deserve in being able to forecast what DelDOT is saying that it has not concluded.
If it works out, come back and talk to us, okay?
Thanks again, gentlemen. That's really
thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Anyone else? Need a motion to recess to 1:30.
Sure.
I have a motion to second recess to 1:30. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
1:30.
Opposed? So carried.
Was that a personal invitation to Mr. Rogers?
He has to be at all meetings.